WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's clear and 45 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy here today with a high of 72. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy. Totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. In the news, a Coon Rapids woman is dead following a collision between a car and a Union Pacific train Sunday night in Greene County. The Iowa State Patrol says 52-year-old Christina Becker Durow was killed when she failed to yield to the eastbound train as her 2000 Mercury Sable was traveling south on X Avenue at around 9:53 p.m. The accident, which occurred just north of Highway 30 and east of Grand Junction, remains under investigation. Authorities say Becker Durow was not wearing a seatbelt. News time is 7:07.
The price you need and the service you deserve. That's what you can expect from Rex Pharmacy. This is Josh.
And Matt. The high cost of medication is on everyone's mind these days. And if you need multiple medications each month, it can leave you wondering just how you're going to pay for it all, especially if you don't have insurance.
With the new script card program at Rex Pharmacy, you'll save on all your prescriptions. And there are over 300 preferred medications that are just $4 for a 30-day supply or $10 for a 90-day supply. With this program, we're able to offer you much-needed relief from the rising cost of healthcare, whether you're insured, underinsured, or uninsured.
And there are other benefits to being part of this program. When you stay consistent and get all of your prescriptions and other medications here, we can more accurately track your medications and screen for potential problems, reducing your risk for adverse drug interactions and side effects. The script card program is also accepted at Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy.
The program is free and available to everyone, so stop in and sign up today or get more information at rexpharmacyonline.com.
Rex Pharmacy, the price you need,
the service you deserve in downtown Atlantic.
A man from Red Oak was being held this morning in the Fremont County Jail in Sydney after being arrested Sunday night in Red Oak. According to the Red Oak PD, 18-year-old Elijah Cole Ryan Newkirk was taken into custody just after 10 p.m. Sunday in the 300 block of West Coolbaugh Street. Newkirk was wanted on a warrant out of Fremont County for marijuana possession. He was being held in the jail on $1,300 bond. The Red Oak Police Department reported the arrest Saturday evening of 51-year-old David Lawrence Howe of Red Oak. Howe was taken into custody at around 7:40 p.m. near North 4th and Linden Streets on a charge of public intoxication. He was being held Saturday night in the Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond. Deputies in Montgomery County arrested a Walnut man Saturday morning. 36-year-old Eric Apley was taken into custody at around 10 a.m. on a valid Montgomery County warrant for violation of probation. Apley was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $10,000 bond. And in other news from over the weekend, a Mills County Sheriff's deputy suffered non-life-threatening injuries during an accident that took place Saturday morning. The Iowa State Patrol said 31-year-old Deputy Joshua England of Glenwood was responding across Gaston Avenue at around 12:12 a.m. to assist Pottawatomie County authorities who were involved in an active pursuit. England was driving his patrol vehicle in an emergency status, that is, with his lights and sirens on, when a deer entered the roadway. Unable to avoid a collision, England's 2009 Ford Crown Victoria Cruiser hit the animal, causing the deputy to lose control. The vehicle then ran off the road. England was transported by Glenwood Rescue to Mercy Hospital for treatment of his injuries. Iowans are being warned about a new crop of scams where the con artists claim to be federal agents. Jim Hegarty with the Better Business Bureau said the victims find their computer screens frozen with a message that appears to be from the FBI, claiming the consumer has done something illegal and the computer was electronically seized.
In some cases, they actually use the camera on your computer to take a picture of you, which sometimes, you know, people have reported to us that the lock screen actually includes a photo of themselves.
Don't click on the links provided, he says. Instead, take your computer to a reputable tech support center and have it checked out. Another incarnation of the scam tries to convince people that they've been hit with a harmful computer bug.
They've either received a phone call or a pop-up on their computer from a supposed IT firm letting them know that there's been viruses detected on their computers, that it's very important that they be removed, and then, of course, they offer their services if the consumers will give them access remotely.
If you allow someone unscrupulous to poke around in your computer, Hegarty says you could be opening yourself up to all kinds of trouble, including identity theft.
Lord knows, you know, what sort of malware or bots that have been installed on their computers that that might be operating in the background looking for sensitive data. And on top of that, they've, of course, charged them for these theoretical services to remove these viruses.
Hagerty says you should never allow a stranger access to your computer, and if you do, change all your passwords, email, and online banking information right away. He says several people have lost hundreds of dollars to these scammers. The BBB investigations show the crooks use several business names and websites to hide their locations. Phone numbers listed on their websites were changed or disconnected. You can learn more at the Iowa Better Business Bureau's website at http://iowabbb.org. That's iowa.bbb.org. News time is 7:12.
U.S. Cellular's new Better Business Package could save you up to $200 per line. That's right. Whether you add one line or six, you could save up to $200 for each. That's 200 greenbacks, 200 bones, 200 clams, 200 smackaroni doobles. Okay, I made that one up, but you get the point. U.S. Cellular.
Hello.
Hello, Better. Certain restrictions apply. See store or uscellular.com for details.
This is Becky from Rex Pharmacy. I love saving smackaroni doobles, and I bet you do too. Come see me at your authorized U.S. Cellular agent in downtown Atlantic, Rex Pharmacy.
The price you need and the service you deserve. That's what you can expect from Rex Pharmacy. This is Josh. With the new script card program at Rex Pharmacy, you'll save on all your prescriptions. And there are over 300 preferred medications that are just $4 for a 30-day supply or $10 for a 90-day supply. With this program, we're able to offer you much-needed relief from the rising cost of healthcare, whether you're insured, underinsured, or uninsured. The program is free and available to everyone. So stop in and sign up today at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic.
In the funeral announcements, Bonnie Boyd, age 60, of New Auburn, Wisconsin, died Tuesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Bonnie Boyd will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Marjorie Killian, age 82, of Orient, died Wednesday in Creston. Funeral services for Marjorie Killian will be held today at 10 o'clock at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Anna Marie Arkfeld, age 90, of Avoca and formerly of the Harlan and Defiance areas, died Friday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Massive Christian burial service for Anna Marie Arkfeld will be today at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Michael William Melman, age 65, of Anita, died Thursday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Michael Melman will be today at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Anita. Howard Benz, age 98, formerly of Earlham, died May 22nd in Ohio. Funeral services for Howard Benz will be today at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. Randall Royce Williams, age 64, of Avoca, died Thursday. Funeral services for Randall Williams will be today at 1 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Margaret M. Campbell, age 94, of Urbandale and formerly of Hamlin, died Saturday. Funeral services for Margaret Campbell will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Hamlin Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Lyle Pig, age 92, of Atlantic, died Wednesday. Services for Lyle Pig will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service has arrangements. And Carol Rose Music, age 57, of Harlan, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Carol Music will be on Tuesday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.